We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wet butt 23.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And
most of all, thank you for listening.
Yes, we really appreciate that. Had a lot of fun today and have a lot of fun every day. It's good to have fun.
Most days.
And thanks to Dustino. Thank you, Dustin, for all of your hard work and all the wondrous things you do for us behind the scenes. Kevbo, I think you're going to do a little podcasting later, if I'm not mistaken.
If you'd like.
Yeah, I guess we have to.
You joining us?
I suppose.
Valentine's Day. You guys are a perfect match.
I was planning on quitting after...
Oh, were you?
Yeah, after the Champions League. What do you think?
And just looking behind Cano, Mully is not happy.
No. Poor United. Effectively run out of the Champions League and a nice...
Does that mean you're not wearing that jersey anymore?
I wore a jersey the other day. Thanks to Ray. Ray, thank you for everything
thank you
do.
Ray.
And we welcome
thank you, Ray.
Dan and Connor. I wore
Marvelous.
A jersey... And it was
thanks, Ray.
It was an old jersey, and I stomped on the way home, and this guy, who is this Iranian guy I know, he said to me, 1994, Scholes, you know, like he rattled off the team, and I don't think Scholes played till 95, but that's probably when the jersey was purchased.
Well, when you say run out of the league, you don't mean relegated. You said something about run out of the Champions League.
They lost in the Champions League, but they lost 2-0, and that was the home leg, so... There's two legs.
Not the home leg.
The idea that they're going to go into PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, and beat them. Paris Saint-Germain had no Neymar, because he's always hurt, and no Cavani.
If you guys listened to the Screamers and Howlers podcast, you would be caught up on all of this.
But the Champions League,
The Champions League is...
It's a round of 16. The
Champions League is the winners of each of the European national leagues.
The
not
best
winners,
three or four teams from each European league.
Go into the Super four? League. Well, in England, it's four. In England,
depends on the quality of the league.
Four teams make it. Oh. 1 year, five teams made it.
So it'd be like Italy,
United
Serie
the
A, and the Bundesliga.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So you always play opponents from other countries, and you see all the world stars. It's really kind of fun. Unless your team gets...
And you lost the home leg.
Well, it was their worst home loss ever in the Champions League. The Champions League, there was the Munich air disaster. I'm sure you've heard of that, where United crashed and a lot of young players died. Yeah. Bobby Charlton survived the Munich air disaster. So the quest for the Champions League has been the holy grail for United over the years. And that's dating back. What was that, in the 50s? When was the Munich air disaster? I don't even know. I should know that. Anyway, so it's a very important thing. He's looking it up.
You know, he is.
That's what he does.
1958.
58.
Yes. Yeah. So.
And 2-0 was the worst?
Duncan Edwards, was that the young player who died? He was one of the greatest young players in England. And then they came back shortly thereafter with Busby's Babes, as we all remember.
The soccer segment brought to you by Sinclair.
No.
Now you're stealing something. That's not fair.
No.
All right. You know, we're not really going to get much into that.
Anyway.
I thought the interview with Crane was an interesting one, the way he detailed some things. Some things I didn't expect, some things I did, I guess, about the creation or the future creation of the marketing network. Well, he mentioned, and I think they still have time to alter this or fix it up or change it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But the way that the network's going to be distributed is an interesting facet of this whole thing for me, because it'll be over cable and you'll have it on your television. But he understands, just like everybody else does, that the way we're watching sports will change in the next 2 years, maybe three, maybe even less. So the idea that he's going to do this, or they want to do this over-the-top thing where you're just signing into your Apple TV and selecting your marquee sports app there on your TV is an interesting one. But the fact that MLB is still going to restrict the size of their marketplace because of MLB's streaming restrictions, because of their blackout restrictions, that still has the handcuffs on the Cubs network,
and that's
Marquee network, and everybody else.
From the way it is right now. I mean, that's
which
something...
Is just, it's archaic.
Why not just let
it's
anybody...
It's a stupid, archaic rule that MLB adheres to.
Why not allow your product to be consumed by people who want to consume your product?
As many as possible.
This is like old Bill Wurtzian logic.
It's very that's what comes to mind if you're a Chicago sports fan, is that it sounds like the Bill Wurtz way of doing business. It seems odd.
Do you think Sinclair is going to have to do whiteouts instead of blackouts, though?
I missed that completely.
Because they're racist?
Oh, okay. See, I didn't pick up on that.
Kevbo. It was significant to me that Crane used the term marquee Sportsnet. The branding matters. That it's not. Yeah, it's not Cubs.
It's definitely, but that's consistent with the Ricketts company that already exists.
It's a sports network. This is going to be, you're going to see
MSN,
all kinds of stuff going, and it's great for the industry. It's great to have jobs. It's great to have content. It's great to have people in our business. They're going to need. We were doing the math on this as far as a 24-hour broadcast schedule and just actually trying to add up. 162 games, plus extended pre and post, just timing that all out, what percentage of programming on a network do you think the full-blown Cubs
20%.
baseball? 6%
of your broadcast year.
Are you counting replays?
No, not counting replays.
They'll do that, right?
They'll replay games.
But not
will so Ryan... now we're at 12.
No, but the actual live totally presentation, including pre and post, is 6. You've got 94% of your broadcast.
Now
you've
got the Bulls' chance of getting Zion Williamson.
There it is.
Will Ryan Dempster do the entire show, or just like the equivalent of 7 innings of a show, and then somebody else come in and finish it up?
Well, that's the other thing. If you're adding other programming in, if you're treating this as a sports network, whether that's local college sports, whether that's minor league baseball teams or what have you, are you then, is that programming restricted by the broadcast area Major League Baseball restricts you in?
Yes.
Seriously.
I think
it is.
No, I think that's just your games. That's just live game coverage.
I think Dan's
you're not
right.
otherwise
I
restricted.
Right.
I don't know.
So,
I mean,
in other words, Dan, like when we talk about streaming, all the Ryan Dempster show will be streamed and you can just go on and watch that without paying a fee?
No, you'll pay for things.
You're paying for the network.
You're paying for the app.
Yeah. For the network.
See, but that's not – I think where sports is heading is kind of where it's at with certain, smaller college teams that you want to watch that might be you have to pay a certain fee per broadcast or you have to pay a certain fee per season for something. You won't be able to I think – with the games, eventually we'll get to a point where you'll have to pay for each game.
Yeah, the key is to do this as a la carte as possible. That's how tastes and wallets are working now in kind of the sports broadcast network.
So if you have the rest of it out there without any restriction, like I get Manu TV, right? MUTV, it's like you have $39 for whatever it is, 8 months, 9 months. And I can watch all the pregame and postgame interviews and I can see different little stories made, and I can watch old documentaries on best goal scored and all this nonsense. But it's worth it to me to pay $40 for that because I like that stuff. I don't know that everybody would be willing to pay that.
No, I think eventually maybe it goes toward the ticket model where you can buy 20-game ticket packages for the Cubs or whatever, and maybe that's what you end up doing with the television network. Maybe you're able to have access to half the season or home games, whatever it is. Yeah. Maybe a certain
you
series
could buy a
you
game
want.
Plan?
Maybe. Yeah.
Could.
Yeah, because that's going to be, it's all going to be about personal choice, and they're going to try to make it as simple as possible.
But how will Major League Baseball feel about, don't they want to control as much as humanly possible so that everybody can share in the revenue?
Yeah, I mean, that's how MLB.TV subscribers will look at
it.
Because your MLB TV now is almost a competitor of Marquee's network. Because if you're, if you're in Iowa or wherever where a lot of Cubs fans are, you're allowed to watch Cubs games streaming. You can't watch them live necessarily because of the blackout restrictions. Well, if Marquee has the same issues, then it is functioning the same for Cubs fan in Des Moines as MLB.TV does. So what's the point of having both? Like there's still, that's what I'd love to hear from Crane. There's still some squaring of those broadcast rights.
I think the next person we need to talk to is probably somebody from the YES Network. How does it work there? How do they work it out? How do they navigate some of these you know, some of this terrain, answer some of the questions that we don't know the answers to.
Well, they've got the Brooklyn Nets, too. I mean, because that, right? I mean, because that, there's NBA stuff. And
they added that, though.
Yeah, I mean, and the NBA, was they want to share everything everywhere.
But the YES Network is different because there are so many Yankees fans packed into that broadcast area. If you look at the Cubs fan base, yeah, obviously there's a lot here in Chicago, no doubt. But it moves in different marketplaces. I mean, I hate to bring up Des Moines again, but that's the situation.
Arizona,
they're blacked
a ton
out of
fans.
Five different baseball teams, and they can't watch their live games streaming. They can't find it.
We have
it's
a
not
lot
there.
Of texters checking in on the Ryan Dempster show. Not everybody's delighted with the idea.
Well, at some point, look. Let's be honest. Ryan's a really nice guy. He's just not entertaining.
Well, his Harry Carey impersonation.
Oh, but that's – I think finally it's somebody told him to stop doing that.
He's an interesting guy, though. I think he's
good-looking and he's nice and
carry a program.
Amiable. Well.
He's got more than just a comedy routine, though. I mean, he has more to offer that if he had a show, he'd have to offer it.
He and could carry a baseball program.
Yeah.
That's
– a well-produced and tightly programmed show, yes. But it's not through sheer force of personality.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, Dan.
It is time for Ryan Dempster to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and he'll sing it like Harry Carey.
You know, we're not really going to get much into that.
what do you guys have today?
We are going to be joined by Cliff Floyd at 10 o'clock. He of MLB Network, the local baseball star, will give us some spring training thoughts, talk a little bit about this free agency pool as well. Ian Rappaport with all the NFL stuff at 10:40. By the way, Joe Flacco sucks.
Well, we had that discussion.
I know.
Wasted a segment.
No, I've been chosen by John Elway.
I didn't think it was wasted at all. I think the whole Joe Flacco thing's hilarious because he's bad, but that's fine. Midday Midway at 11, and we're going to have we'll talk some White Sox around 11:40, and I think at noon we're going to bring back your stuff with Mark Gannis. I thought it was really good of talking about the business side of some of this stuff, plus the stuff Crane is saying. And we're going to kind of canvas the consumer today, because really,
how do you want to watch it?
Right. What do you want on this network? What do you need? Do you need minor league baseball? Do you need small college stuff? Do you need extended Notre Dame programming? I don't coaches shows. What was going to draw you in? What's going to be worth your time? You know, I don't mind watching bass fishing up at Devil's Lake, but I know that's not for everybody.
Give me the South Bend Cubs.
You know, on Flacco, last thought, he might not work in Denver, but he'd be a star in the AAF. All right, guys.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.